Hello, and welcome to the Painted Fire Podcast.
My name's Jay, and this is Brian. Bri, what do you?
I said Bri, but you know, it's either is fine. I'll respond to both.
Okay, then I'm gonna do whatever I do. So in this podcast, I guess our plan is to talk about anything, all the things. This week, well, for our first show, well, we decided to go big and we were going to talk about racism. So before we start, I feel like it's important to let everyone know that we are both two white people. Unless, Brian, did you want to lie about your race?
No, I'm an Italian American.
No, you're an American of Italian descent. Get it right.
Whatever.
We're Americans first. Unfortunately, at the moment, that isn't necessarily something we could be proud of. How about that? Start there. Are you proud to be an American?
Guess that's an interesting question. Yes and no.
Okay, well, you're gonna have to go. Give me more than that. Answer for such a complicated
well man. I mean, I you know, obviously we're in a really weird time where we have a pandemic and we have, you know, an outraged populace due to social issues, and you know, it's not great, but it's not the worst.
And, see, I feel like I'm more extreme than you. I feel like this
you are.
I feel like this is a terrible time to be an American. Like, even during the Great Depression, it's kind of like at least everybody was on the same page. I mean,
see, I think that's a little out of perspective for you to say, though,
because I haven't lived through the Great Depression.
Yeah, I mean, you have video games and all these things and media to distract you throughout your day. They didn't have anything back then. I mean, they just like kicked a corner or something. I don't even know what they kicked a can. Is that what they did?
I don't know what use there would be in kicking a corner. I mean, maybe to break your toe.
What use is there in kicking a can?
Touche. I don't know.
That's sort of my point.
I mean, you say that we didn't. I don't have like context for that, but I mean, we did go through a recession. Like what we're going through now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. It's not as bad yet, and it hasn't been as long. But I mean, COVID-19 is affecting the, you know, our economy as well. So. I don't know. I feel like we're experiencing some similar issues. Maybe not to the, you know, extreme, but I mean, with everything else that's going on, like, it's not just one thing. It is kind of hard to compare to that.
No, I mean, right now, I mean, why everybody's up in arms is it's a compounding of issues.
Right. I mean, we're
there's many, many things.
So we've been in like social distancing, and it's different wherever where you live, but we've been doing that for what?
It's probably good to point out that we live in Texas, one of the states that reopened quickly and now has
right.
one of the highest rates again.
Right.
And I potentially might have it now.
Oh, that's news.
Forgot to tell you that.
How is that potential?
Yeah. Well, my roommate has it.
Oh, really? And you're living with him still?
Yeah. Well, what am I supposed to do? Go live with mom and dad who are over 60?
I don't know.
Hey, guys, I might have the virus that will potentially murder you. Can I come live with you?
I mean, that's
not... Is that going to be a thing?
They're insured, so...
Oh, my God.
But I mean, we're laughing, but that is still, that's kind of scary. That's.
Oh, it's crazy. It's weird to think about. I mean, it's like, yeah, you kind of knew, like with, I mean, I don't know. At the same time, it's like, maybe you didn't know that you were going to get it.
I mean,
when you're looking at all the numbers, it's like, yeah, it's kind of just ravaging through people. So the odds are is like, yeah, I mean, I might get it. But then when it's like finally in your household, it's kind of strange. It's like, wow, it's here.
Say argument against roommates.
Yeah, I guess
So is he
so.
being responsible?
No, I would say
So
not.
you're mad at him. Okay. I mean, that sucks.
If you could hear that in my, if you could hear that in my voice, slightly, I would
Like,
say.
what an asshole.
I mean, yeah, a little bit, but like at the same time, though, you know, the government, the people you're supposed to trust, you know, Abbott said, you know, go out, we're open, we need the economy to get rolling again, and that's what matters, you know.
I completely agree with that, but at the same time, you know, the people in your household,
People, you know,
they
yeah.
should be more intelligent. Like, yeah, it opened, but like my family, we haven't been just doing anything and everything. You know, we've been trying to be smart about it.
No, I mean, I think I've been like a total of three places in the last 3 or 4 months, however long this has
I've
been.
been in two.
But
I've gone to the grocery store once. Maybe
oh, I guess,
twice, and then
yeah.
I went to Home Depot the other day for to help get some stuff. But I mean, yeah, that's can you sue people who get you sick?
No,
Like,
why did I mean, not for this.
man, just I
I
don't
mean,
know.
why would you couldn't do that? That would be
Nah.
crazy. I mean, think about the court system as it is right now. I mean, you can't even get into half like half the I mean, more than half the cases. I mean, the court system is a mess.
Are you getting tested?
Mom told Jill, and Jill said that she could get me in today, but then when I logged into the site, said that I have to wait till Saturday.
They have
And I don't feel
testing.
comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable jumping in line over people who have signed up and stuff just because of nepotism.
Right. So
And I
you
don't
are you
necessarily,
white
like,
knighting right now? Or are you
I've.
trying to what is it? High roading.
No, I'm not high roading. I'm just saying, like, right now I feel fine. So if there's other people out there that don't feel fine and they've signed up because of not feeling fine and not just because somebody t near them had told them that they have it, then they should, you know, they should get their test first.
So you haven't you haven't been in contact with this dude since he got diagnosed, right?
I mean, yeah, like the bright side is we haven't really hung out or seen each other a lot recently, but then also, though, you know, we use the same common areas, though, you
So
know.
don't use the common areas.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's going to be like staying in his room and stuff, he said, for like 10 days or 14 days or however long it is, or you're supposed to.
That's insane.
So, I don't know. I guess I'll try to figure out a way to clean stuff and disinfect without. I mean, but they say that it stays alive in the air for 3 hours. So it's like, I don't know. And I have a weak immune system as it is.
Dang.
Honestly, I'm probably just figuring I have it because, I mean, even though I don't feel terrible, like I've been telling you the last couple of days, like I've had a headache and kind of been achy and stuff, but it hasn't been like terrible.
Well,
Yeah, crazy.
that is nothing to do with racism.
Yeah,
Perhaps
I guess
we chose
not.
the wrong topic,
My
but
bad. I forgot you said
yeah,
it.
you didn't let me know that you.
There's so many things to talk about
Yeah,
today.
I think that's kind of what we were getting at anyway. Like, I just
So many
chose
things.
racism out of the
Plot.
hat. I mean, I don't have a reason necessarily to.
Well, we were kind of talking about that the other day. I actually do kind of have a good example because I don't know. I've been having like a lot of debates recently, and I'm not even like the one starting them.
Meaning
Like,
what? Like who is starting them?
well, for this instance, it's one of my friends I used to live with, but he's the guy that moved to Houston, Stephen. He called me one day. And he's an anthropology major, and he knows I majored in social science, and He knows that I took like a bunch of like philosophy classes and stuff, so he's always kind of like, and this is just sort of the way he is too. Like he always just questions things, but like he always usually brings those things that he questions to me if they're like big enough, or if he like really wants to like learn more about it or whatever. And it's not even that he holds the opinion that he's like arguing for, but he kind of plays devil's advocate.
So he's a, you're
Because
saying
he
he's a,
kind
you're
of,
saying all this to like preface the fact that
no,
a
but the debate is to that point where, like a SJW would be like, oh man, he's not saying this, so he is racist. And it's like, no, I think he's just trying to understand, like he's trying to find the
to
understanding. Like he's not just trying to hear something and then be like, oh yeah, I believe that. And
So,
So basically he asked me, what is white privilege and like does it exist?
okay, so let's even though this person isn't on this podcast and not affiliated with us at this moment at all, let's use his question and go from there. What is white privilege?
Well, like that to me, like that, like the white privilege, and like just it seems like a blanket statement that can be interpreted many ways. You know what I mean? Like how people are interpreting Black Lives Matter. It's like it probably has like the one meaning where it's trying to elevate Black lives to, a standard of living that they're not hitting right now. But others take it as, like a defamation of their race and their lives, and or whatever,
Well,
or however they take it to be an insult or
and
whatever.
I mean, whether I'm right or wrong, like I don't know. But speaking of, race in general, your friend, you said he was a anthropology major. Like the American Anthropology Association doesn't recognize race. Like it's not a thing. It's a man-made construct. There's no scientific basis for race. Like the,
And I think that's why he was doing it too,
well,
a little
but
bit,
there.
like.
I think that we use race, at least the term race, as like a stand-in, because we don't have better words, or like I don't know, culture is not important, or culture changes, but it's like it's
Well,
culture.
yeah, I mean, it's become like it's a culture, it's a society thing. I think, yeah, like a rate, like I took a racism in America class, and it's a much more of a social science thing than an anthropology thing.
So, I mean, for the purpose of the podcast, and really for the purpose of conversation with anybody who may feel proud of being, which they should, you should feel proud of being, who you are and all that. But race, where we will acknowledge race in the term race, right? Especially to talk about racism. So white privilege, I mean, I've seen it. I'm a teacher, and I've taught in low income, low socioeconomic status areas, in throughout the DFW area. And I mean, it is. There's just, you don't see white kids in these schools. Like, there are no white families in these neighborhoods.
That's kind of what I was trying to get him to understand. I started using like the Socratic method with him, where you just sort of answer with questions and get your like opposite debater to like start thinking about their argument rather than take your own. And so I kind of asked him, I'm like, so what are some privileges that you think you might have over somebody else, or just or privileges in general you might have? And he listed a variety of things. And they were all like I would say it's a spectrum, like there this could be considered, yeah, like you have this and like you feel this way in society because you're white, and then these other things are like you're privileged because for these other things in other ways, but these things here, it's like you not having to live a majority of your life in fear of being, assaulted randomly is a privilege. Like
Well,
that's
I mean,
something that
it's not
other.
even randomly. Like the big issue now is by police.
Well,
Like
yeah.
that's just far from random. That's, those people are what you pay for. We all
Well,
pay
yeah,
for
I say
police.
randomly just meaning like wherever you are,
Right.
whatever you're doing, it could happen.
What was I gonna say?
And then I tried to make him understand, so he started trying to say that it's a culture thing and that there are black people that have elevated themselves out of that status and stuff, but that a lot of them, you know, they've made the choices that have put them there and they've made them stay there. And then that made me say, well, let's think about how, you know, black youth and black culture might view itself and like how it was made. So let's think about, you know, African Americans' history in America. And so let's go back to the beginning. We abducted them, brought them here, made, you know,
And it's worse than that.
subjugated them to
I
slavery,
mean,
and then, you know, had a, you know, and then they got the Civil War and they were free, but then they didn't have rights, you know, and then that took 80 more year. No, let's, is my math wrong on that? 30, like almost 100 more years, almost a century later, then the civil rights era happens, you know, and then all in the meantime, all of these horrible racist acts were happening, and even in some of the, actually, I don't know if this is true for a majority, but I read that some statues that like the right are defending and the left want to bring down were like made in the civil rights era to like be a symbol to like potential African Americans moving to their town to like not move to their town, which I thought was interesting. But it's just crazy because like I just don't understand, like if you can look back on the history, like think back as a human and like put yourself in those shoes, it's just like how, you know, your culture has been in a box and you've made what you can from that in that box, but like you've been contained most of your existence in America. It's just like I just don't understand how you can ignore that
Well,
history.
and I was say it's worse than that. It's not just bringing them here, enslaving them. Like, we altered their history.
Well, that's what I was saying. We've contained and controlled their hit, like their culture and history, you know?
Well, I'm speaking genetically. Like, slaves were bred. They were bred based on who was strongest, who had the features that they needed for the jobs that they wanted them for. Like, that's heinous, right? Like, that's insane. And yes, like, nobody alive today, no white people alive today own slaves and any of that, but that's like, it's not even close to the point. Like, we should do whatever we can to support whatever identity or whatever culture, like, you know, because it's a huge burden. I don't know. I know I didn't do it, right? But I still feel terrible. I feel guilty. It's the same thing with Native Americans.
I know he showed me, I guess this is really what sparked it. The same guy showed me a video on white guilt or something like that. And that seemed like he was trying to find an excuse not to feel that, I guess, or maybe he didn't feel it and he was trying to find an excuse for why he didn't. And I don't know, I'm sort of in the camp where it's like, yeah, you don't necessarily need to feel guilty because in a way, you know, like, I don't know. Like, some people, I don't know if I necessarily would in a similar situation, but like, guilt can be, you know, in like this sort of situation can be compared to like pity, you know?
What?
And
Do you think you
yeah, I
pity,
mean,
black people in America?
no, but I don't think I feel guilty either, though.
I mean, did I say guilty?
First, yeah, you said that you felt like guilty. I'm pretty sure. Maybe I misheard, but I thought that's what you said.
Well, maybe guilty is the wrong word. I feel overwhelmed with
I mean, you
regret.
feel bad and you want
Yeah.
justice. I mean, wanting justice and having guilt is different, but they can maybe feel similar
Like,
sometimes.
they're Americans. These people are our neighbors.
Yeah.
There are, soldiers who fight in our wars just or unjust.
A large, yeah. I mean, actually, I had a friend of mine, Matt, like one of my only friends that you actually liked. He brought up an interesting point to me that, so like, what happens in society? So, okay, so he was saying, so, this is more to the point because I was talking about him. I was talking to Matt about Stephen, and Stephen had made up a point of, I think it's more than race. I think a large majority of it is, like how they're brought up, and I, in that like socioeconomic class, they have a lot of single parent households, and he said that was like a big part of it and stuff. But
Whoa,
and then it was
whoa,
like,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
but
What do
why
you
do you
mean?
think
What
that
are you
is?
talking about? Single parent? Who's a single parent living in a single parent household?
Like African Americans.
So he's saying that, I like how we're talking about somebody who's not here to defend themselves, but he's saying that they're like what because of that?
I'm not like I defended him at the beginning. I've told like I told you like it's I'm not trying to rip into him for anything that he
Well,
believes because I don't I
anyone
do
who
I
might
truly
listen to
don't think
this,
he's a bad person.
well, anyone who might listen to this doesn't
Yeah.
know us or him anyway, but
Yeah, he just
just.
he and like I appreciate him for this. Like he like he genuinely doesn't know and he's trying to figure out,
I
like
think that's what everybody should be
more
doing
people
right
should
now.
be like that. Yeah, more people should be like that.
But what's he
Like he
saying?
genuinely doesn't know and
He's saying that.
wait.
That people are a certain way because of this, because they grow up in a single family
Well,
household, and that itself
he
is
said that they have less of a chance to be successful, is what he
okay, I
said.
see.
They have a less they have you know they have they go through harder they go through more hardships than somebody with married parents.
But that in itself is racism. The idea that
But
blacks, African Americans live in single family households is a racist idea.
well,
Just like the
right,
idea that they're
but here
aggressive.
here's
Go ahead.
Here's the point that my other friend made, though, and it becomes like a biology thing for or yeah, I believe like biology thing for a minute here. So it's like, so think about how, the large disproportionate rates that, black men are incarcerated, they all their rate for joining the army is very high. What else would take black men away from just normal society? There was one more point I think he made, like one more thing that just took out the black male in US society. And it's like, what do you get when all of these African American males are not in the society anymore where they have, all these women? That they literally have, they have the pick of the litter. There are more women than men in the communities, and so it's like when you get one girl pregnant, and this is anybody. Like this isn't black, white, Mexican, or anything. This is pretty much just like this is man, and maybe not every man, but a man thinking with his penis. Like three chicks and one gets pregnant, you're not going to care about that baby or that chick that's pregnant because you got the other two girls pregnant probably or something,
Well, the point
I
is,
mean
it's not a racial
that's
issue.
anything. That's just that's yeah, it's like it's biology or sociology or something at that point because you're taking that population away, the scarcity of it's the scarcity of women isn't there. So they the market is overflooded, and I thought that was a pretty interesting point. I mean, it might not be the whole picture, but I could see that because it makes
Well,
sense.
it's
Like
for
I could
sure not the
see
whole
any
picture. But I mean,
do what.
I think that we, a lot of people, and myself included, when I think on this and I think on this issue, I think about like socioeconomic circumstances. And you said that black men join the army more. Is that what you said? Is that Is that a fact?
That's what my friend had told me, and I mean,
Well, I mean, you join the army.
I could
Why do you
believe
join
it.
the army? Because you believe love your country, and then most people join it because money.
Free
Yeah,
college
college, money, right?
or money,
Like a start, especially if you're in a position, that's not ideal. So it feels like that's more of a social economic thing, and they're trying to do good for themselves, good for their families, and that should be seen as like a positive thing, not something that contributes to single parent households. But
Well, no,
I
I
get what
know,
you're saying.
but
I just don't
well,
think
I
that
mean,
it's
when
like
you're picking data though, you can't exclude things that take away from the data though. I mean, yes, that is to be admired, but they are still out of normal day society where they are not where they're not forming their families, you know.
Well, then a huge part of like
Where they're not forming relationships. They're out there in the world.
a huge part of like something that I personally think is wrong with our country and our society is that, and I'm not a hippie or anything, but like society evolves, society changes. And I think that a lot of people, even liberals in a lot of ways are more, conservative about our traditions in the society, traditions in society. It doesn't have to be, two parents doesn't have to be the only way to raise a healthy child. And in fact, it isn't.
Oh no, I was very against that idea in any way, because it was. I mean, I will say that. I don't know. I won't say that because that will make him look
But
bad.
no, he doesn't. I mean, if you want, just don't use their real name.
He just said he just. I don't think I said his last name,
He
but
didn't.
I don't think it
I
mattered anyway. He
beep it
wouldn't
if he
care
did,
really.
because that's even if he is racist.
He's not. He
Like
really.
we
He's
have,
not. He's not
well,
at
we
all.
protect people's privacy.
Like it.
You deserve it, I guess.
It's just he like it is weird. Like if you didn't know him, you might get that like, and we were having that specific debate with him. But he's just a weird guy where he just does that sort of
Well,
thing.
let's not spend too much time on a
And
weird
like I
guy.
said, I admire him for it, but sometimes it gets a little like this. But he was just like, yeah, like look at the data. Like people in single households have less chance at success. And I was like, okay, well, where's the data? And he's like, well, I don't know. I didn't look at it. It's like, now how are you like
Geek.
how are you gonna tell me to look at data you've not looked at? Like, does it make sense?
And this day and age, like we have access to all these things. The people, I mean, normal people probably aren't just gonna go searching for those kind of, answers. And
Like I understand why you would think that. Like, yeah, sure.
but
A one parent household is naturally at a disadvantage due to income, due to
this whole
time, but
conversation.
there's people that can do it, but you would need money though. I mean, it would be more of an economic problem at
The
that
whole
point.
conversation right now is caked in racism, though. Like the foundation of racism in our country, just the idea that all African Americans are the same. Like African American males leave the household. Like that, just the idea that this is a topic that we're talking about is kind of insane.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when the society doesn't change or adapt in like 30 or 40 years, is that when we're
Oh,
still
right.
living in like Reagan's country in a neoliberalist society, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, now we understand that, big unregulated corporations and stuff are maybe bad for the country,
Well,
you
do
know?
we? I mean,
I
do we
do. I
understand
think that there's been
that?
plenty of evidence. No, I don't think we do, but I think it's becoming clearer. I think Bernie Sanders' movement and just the, I guess maybe the use of internet and just data collection and things like that have just been making it a little bit more apparent
Yeah,
that,
but I think that
there's a
people
lot
are also
of.
easily manipulated and like
Oh, well, of course. I
and
mean,
like when we're talking about racism and we're talking about like the way people were raised, like I mean television does it too. Funny thing, I think part of the reason I wanted to do the show on racism today is because I was watching you know who Air Bud is?
The
Yeah, the
dog.
talking dog, and he does all kinds of stuff. And now he's got like air buddies. They're like little puppies that are, they talk and they do have adventures and stuff.
I don't know about him having air buddies now. That was more of like a decade ago, I
Oh,
feel
no,
like. But
it was a
yeah,
while
sure.
ago. And if they made this stuff now, especially in this climate, they would get lambasted. Like Disney made this.
What, Air Bud? For
Okay.
real? Well, I
So,
mean, let's not think that Disney's above
oh,
racism.
no, for sure. But like this has been made relatively
Even
recently.
today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, did you know that Disney took Finn off of the Star Wars trailer in China, or the poster in
I
China?
don't. I didn't know that.
You didn't know
Man,
that? Yeah.
that's.
Disney doesn't care.
Well, I mean, and
They
that's something
yeah,
about
and
maybe
they
Chinese
took out
or
that scene where,
maybe China.
well, right, yeah. I mean, yeah, the Chinese are definitely racist,
They did the research, and the
but yeah,
research
it's like
proved that
Disney.
that's still a messed up decision to make. But anyway, so Air Buddies, there's this, and they have a bunch of different movies now. But we were watching Treasure Buddies. They were like little archaeologists,
Interesting.
and they were hunting for treasure. So these dogs are basic. These little puppies are basically stereotypes. One of them wears a chain, and talks like a little thug. But you can clearly tell I mean,
Oh,
it
God.
sounds to me, not knowing, that
Yeah.
the actor is a
Their
white
character, like
person.
caricature
Yeah,
dogs
and
or whatever.
it's like I'm not African American, but it
Jeez.
is so offensive. It's like, what do you think the young African American boys talk like that? And they're all like golden
Yeah.
retrievers. So,
Yeah.
I couldn't even stand it. Like, I don't know. It's a shocking to me that's even on a streaming service. I don't know. But I mean, that's what we're raised on. These
Yeah. So.
kids are watching this, right? White kids are watching this.
Yeah.
And then maybe they see, a young African
Black
American.
kids are watching it, and that's what they think they
Right, they're
are.
reinforcing
They
that.
see that, yeah, that, yeah. They get reinforced by that culture, and then they think that they're thugs and stuff too,
Well, I mean,
or they think that's all they
yeah,
can
and
be,
then
in
a
some
young white boy.
situations. But I mean, that's the culture that's been instilled, though.
So yeah, little young Brian over there sees a boy wearing a chain and assumes that he talks like that dog, right? They associate these terrible characters with everyone of that culture.
I mean, it doesn't help when your president is literally racist on repeat when he's like told to just
Yeah,
stop.
like that is
You know,
beyond.
he's been making up all the different names for COVID. And did you watch his Tulsa rally? Or did you see what he called it there?
The what? Oh yeah, the Kung Flu. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Like that's just.
Just utterly ridiculous. I mean, think about, yeah, like this is of course I don't know, this is the first thing I think about. I don't think about a 24-year-old or a 30-year-old Chinese American man getting mad at that. I think of a little Chinese kid going to school, or maybe not even Chinese, maybe at that point you're Japanese, or you're just some sort of Asian descent, and you have kids saying, like, you brought us the Kung Flu, you brought us the
Yeah.
Kung
Well,
Flu.
that's the other
Like,
thing.
that's terrible,
Yeah, and that's the other thing about their
because, like, oh
culture
no,
as
what,
well.
like, you don't even understand.
Like, we don't, I would say probably, and this is just not something I have stats on, but I would say like 90% of Americans don't know the difference between the different, Asian cultures, like at all. I have no idea the difference between like a
Yeah.
Chinese person and a Korean person. And a Japanese person, like they don't know, and I would venture to guess that they just don't care, or
Yeah, they don't
yeah.
care. I don't think a lot of people care about history, and I think that's where you find a lot of insight.
Well, and I mean,
That's.
growing up, we grew up in the suburbs. Did I mention that we were brothers? Did I even mention that? Do people care? They don't
They probably don't
care.
care. I don't care.
Yeah, well, that hurts. That hurts me. So,
Sorry, just
moving
finish
on.
your
No, no, no,
thought.
no. I'm moving on. So,
That's what I said.
where was I? God bless it. Oh, growing up, we
Growing up in the suburbs, you said.
right. We
Rocking the suburbs.
my God.
Been
Yeah, we were
Foxfire, been
taught all these
Coldplay.
things about like our history, our American history. Like, Native Americans were glanced over, right? We learned about like Sacagawea and who else? Crazy Face. Oh my God. Crazy Bull. I can't remember. I can't see. Well, I guess I didn't even learn about that then, or I can't even remember it, right? So, I don't know. Americans committed genocide before Adolf Hitler. Like, there's no other way of saying it. There's no nice way of saying it. Like, we, every, if, it's like we didn't enslave them, I don't believe. Like, we brought over, Africans and on boats, and we used them for slave labor, and we modified their genetics, through breeding and all that. But like Native Americans, we just absolutely destroyed like entire tribes, entire cultures. And it's never even like American exceptionalism, like just completely washes out any, history or knowledge of our crimes. I mean, they're crimes. What do you think about that?
Well, I guess that just goes into how you view education. I definitely think that of course there needs to be huge education reform, I think, but that might just be another podcast.
Well, and I think I'm kind of getting into another topic.
But
Well, not another topic necessarily, but another way of talking about racism. Like we're our educational system, kind of racist. Like why do we deny what we are? Like, do the Germans not teach, World War II? Do they not teach that Hitler was a bad guy? Like, I can't imagine that, right? Nobody can imagine that. And I think that if anyone ever found out that like German school districts or however they run their schools over there, like if they found out that they were teaching that Hitler was just a normal, an everyday guy, like I feel like there would be public outrage. But since, the Native American genocide didn't happen when like the world was so connected, it feels like maybe that it's something that we overlook or that can be overlooked by the world community. But I mean, we have a history of just obliterating people who are different. And I don't know. It greatly upsets me. And like, white guilt is also a
when
thing.
we did when we've done that in history, though, it's always, there's always been the excuse of racism, but it's always something else,
Is
though.
it? I mean, think about it.
Yeah, of course, I think it is, and I can't. Well, okay, I will start. I'll preface with just saying that humans in nature or animals were savages, and that's pretty much a that's a I'm paraphrasing Thomas Hobbes'
You
Leviathan.
can, I mean, you're paraphrasing
And
John Smith. Like, we see our Disney movie with John Smith and Pocahontas falling in love, yada yada yada. Like he was a bad person. Christopher Columbus was a bad person. Like he should not get his own
yeah.
day. I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't mind like missing work and stuff, but like he's a racist piece of crap. Like there's journals and writings he did.
Well, yeah, he probably raped and pillaged with the best
Oh
of them,
yeah,
yeah.
and he's a celebrated hero here, and that's because he's white, right? I mean, it's really, really frustrating, like to me when I hear people like it, what do they call maggots? the MAGA people, the Trump supporters. Like when I hear him talk about how America is the best nation and America, we're going to make America great again. And like all these examples of nationalism and American exceptionalism and all that crap. Like, I can't stomach that. Like, I don't like lying.
Well, that's, I don't think that's lying. I think that's ignorance. But I think that goes along with what
So,
I
but
said
if,
earlier is that people just generally don't care about history. Because think about this. So think about this. The people who hold up the Confederate flags nowadays, right? What political affiliation are they a part of most of the time? Or pretty much all the time?
I mean,
Republican, yes?
yeah, and we have people who
Right?
argue.
But hang on,
I'm
hang on, hang on, hang on.
hanging.
Let me finish the point. So, which political party was Abraham Lincoln a part of again?
Okay, keep going. What's your point there?
Do you
Yeah, it's
recall?
Republican.
Republican. So it's like, okay, you're literally arguing, or well, you what you stand for is that you're a Republican and you like the Confederate States. Do you understand that the President of the United States at that time was fighting traitorous, treasonous secessionists, and you're bearing their flag and repping the opposite president's party? Like it's, and you probably couldn't even name who Jefferson Davis was. It's just like, I don't know. It's just crazy to
Well,
me. Like you
the
don't
thing about
know
that,
what you're doing.
and
You just think it's Southern pride.
as like a manipulation, they like to say that the Republicans are the party of Lincoln, and that's in name only. Like they're,
Oh, well, no, it's definitely a name
well,
only.
not just it's
Yeah, politics have changed. Yeah,
ideologically,
like I.
it's flipped. And like, I can't remember when it was. It was after. It was like right around the Civil Rights Movement. It was before the Civil Rights Movement.
Was before? Sure, it wasn't after?
I believe so, because
I thought it was like Nixon Reagan era.
no, because Johnson, Lyndon Johnson, what was he? He was a Democrat, right? I can't remember.
I believe so, because he was JFK was Democrat,
Right.
right?
So,
Yeah, so he was
but
Democrat.
anyway, like the civil rights stuff. Like that's about the time, or it might have happened before. I read it the other day. I'm sorry, I can't remember. I didn't know we'd be talking about racism, or I would have, bookmarked it or something. But yeah, I mean, there's a huge ideological shift, like significant ideological shift, and so now we have different parties, but the Republicans like to use that against the Democrats. That just because American or Abraham Lincoln had the name Republican, and that all the Democrats lived in the South and all the Democrats were slaveholders, like
Yeah, that's ignoring your history. You're just pulling out things that sound like they favor you, but really you just sound like an
and
idiot.
it's hard to
But you think you sound
yeah, and it's
smart.
hard to like
It's
argue
crazy.
with people who don't want to learn and hear the actual truth. That's
Yeah.
a whole other topic to talk about, but yeah, I mean our whole society supports racism, I believe.
I don't think it's done enough to get rid of it, but I mean,
Can you get rid of racism? Is that even what our goal is? I mean, obviously that's like the like utopian
well,
goal.
at this point, no, at this point, it's become more of an economic, like it's become an economic issue because there's been such a disproportionate, like exchange of wealth in the country, and anybody in the lower class
Well,
like really can't get out unless it's a very small population, and it's getting worse.
mean,
Prices have been rising for a decade, and minimum wage hasn't gone up in a decade or over a decade at this point. I think it was two at 2008 or 9 last time Texas minimum wage raised.
I'm not sure. My thought is, it's just like, yeah, economics like that. That's our goal, I think. That should be our goal, is just to make everyone equal regardless of prejudice. Because I don't think that we're gonna ever be able to just get rid of people's prejudice. Because ignorance, I don't think you can breed that out. Some people are just gonna be ignorant. But the problem I think we're having now is that Donald Trump has emboldened racists to just do their thing, right? Just to be themselves. And that's dangerous. And I don't know. I don't know how to stop that. Well, obviously you vote him out, right? But what's to stop another politician from, picking up that mantle? Because there are plenty of people who support and enable Trump to say the things he says. Kung Flu, how many Republicans spoke out on that? Like, did 81? Like, how many things does he say on a daily basis that are incredibly offensive? Like during the primary, when he was saying the things about Mexicans and rapists and all that. Like, some people, I believe, spoke out, but for the most part, they just kept their mouth shut. And now they for sure keep their mouth shut. Mitch McConnell, I mean, I don't want to get up too much on that. That's just too much to talk about. But I mean, they don't say anything. So, all right. So, what do we do? What do we do? Like, what does white America do? Like, what does anybody do? It doesn't just have to be about, white people.
Decriminalize marijuana,
I mean, I think that's.
make drug addiction a social issue, not a military issue.
Yeah.
It's not a You don't have to commit war on people who are sick.
Right. And I think for the
Let's
most
see.
part, like,
Let's start some.
not that I don't think either of us would say like we're 100% anything like Democrat. Like, we're not, I don't think, would you say that? I mean, I'm not saying I'm
No,
like,
I don't think I would.
I'm not saying I'm at all Republican, but I think I'm open-minded and I'm wanting to listen and find what works. And I don't think that that's always the Democratic Party. Maybe it's sometimes a third party, but it's when I say, that's why when I say like I think the Democratic Party, like that's their what they're going for. I think they want to be
Think the Democratic
criminalized.
Party is dumb as all hell, but
Well, yeah, but I mean they're the most, I feel like, correct or the most progressive
well,
to
right. When you
go.
live in a two-party system, it's the lesser of two
Right.
evils. But when, you have Trump, it should be pretty obvious which is the lesser.
And you say like decriminalizing, marijuana and stuff, and I think that's one of their priorities. So, I mean,
Mean, all these nine, like, it's crazy to think that America, one country, sure, we have a big population. However, there are a lot of countries in the world. We have and a huge population in the world. We have 25% incarcerated.
And it's
That's
insane.
an insane. That is absolutely, we are the land of the freedom, yet we have the most incarcerated by leaps and bounds. We have more incarcerated than Russia.
It's
Like,
disproportionate.
what?
And
Yeah, and it's this, yeah, it's absolutely crazy. And then there's people who are like, yeah, I don't want these drug addicts back out on the streets. And it's like, just
right. And with
like, where
COVID,
did you learn to hate
I
so
don't know
much?
if you
It's
watched John
crazy.
Oliver on
Oh
Sunday.
yeah, they're just yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that
Like
yeah. I
they're
thought you were going to
being,
talk about how they're releasing people, but yeah, the conditions inside the jails,
yeah.
yeah, that was sickening. That video that guy put out
Yeah. And
was incredibly brave.
it's so, I mean, it's obviously affecting African Americans more
Yeah.
than other
The
prisoners.
guy literally in his bunk literally looked like he was dying.
Yeah,
Like he was
yeah.
just sitting there,
And
barely breathing.
yeah, and some people would say that we don't have the right or to know whether he died or not or to know what's going on. And it's insane. It's insane that you can see people suffering. And And
not
nonviolent
feel
crime.
anything, yeah.
Like nonviolent crime
Yeah,
should be treated,
exactly.
shouldn't be treated the same. It shouldn't be addressed the same. But I think when I was asking that question, like, what can we do? Like, I don't think I was speaking as a society. Like, what can you do? What can
What
I
can
do? Yeah, what can it, like, someone
vote,
listening
I
to
guess?
this, okay. And I think for sure, like, my message, depending on no matter what we're talking about, whether it's television or politics or whatever, I think voting 100% is the only.
Vote 100%. The
Yeah.
only way that democracy is truly dead is when people don't vote.
What about like
And
protesting? Do you support protesting? Do you support
protest if you want, but be safe. Go about it in a safe way. I mean, COVID right now is on a horrible uptick, so I would say,
especially in here.
proceed with great caution. Perhaps find other ways of protest, maybe some sort of virtual protest or something. I don't know. Expand your, I would say expanding yourself, learning about ethics and morals, picking up like a Plato book, not Play-Doh, but Plato and Socrates from ancient Greece, like just
And
picking up some of this ancient knowledge. It kind of makes all the difference. I think it completely changed me in my life and how I think.
well, I think that
And
I would add, that's all good and stuff. You're a philosophy guy, so I get the why you say that. But I would say, like, consume African American art, television, movies, paintings, poetry. Yeah,
documentaries for
there are
sure.
lots of great documentaries you can watch. Like I think consuming that getting exposure to that, I think that's also a huge in like fighting intolerance. Like understanding someone who's different than you is a great way to stop fearing them, basically.
Yeah.
And make art. Like if you're good at making art, like make something. Keep it and
Yeah, the best advice I heard was from a pod during the quarantine was from a podcast. It was from Achievement Hunter, Rooster Teeth guys. Jack said, use this time wisely because you hopefully won't get it again. Learn
right.
use this time to learn something, to create something, to keep your mind fresh and to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Because hopefully that not everybody has this much free time again.
Right. Okay, I think I have one more.
So
Oh,
don't waste it.
I was thinking about this the other day, and it's a serious question, but I don't want anybody, I don't want everybody to think that we're all just, doom and gloom and serious topics every week, because I think that I'm a funny person, and you're, you, and so I just have a question. It's not really a funny
Fair.
question. More of a shame, and maybe more of a shame for me, but do you have any black friends?
Yeah, I do. I've lived with two black guys.
Oh, but currently, do you have black friends? Like, do you see them, hang out with them?
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, talk to Darius all the time still.
how do I make black friends?
How do you make black
Yeah.
friends?
And that's sad because I was thinking about that. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong.
Well, I think you should be asking the question more so, how do you make friends?
Yeah, that's where I was. Yeah, like
Just in your particular case, but I guess I see what you're saying.
I also don't make friends. I
I
don't need to
don't
preface
I don't think it's all that complicated, really. I
the
mean,
thing though, and that's the thing that I was thinking was problematic. Like, and obviously, it's not that I avoid people who are, well, I avoid people. That's accurate. But I don't avoid people who are
yeah.
different than me. So why don't I have more diverse friends? And I don't really have an answer. Like, I'm not quite sure how I would answer that.
I mean, I don't really remember the demographics of Blue Springs. I was a bit too young.
Doesn't
I
matter.
remember you had, I mean, you had friends there,
And
so.
now that's the thing.
But I mean, now I don't know. Like, I feel like it's harder for me to answer you that to now because it's definitely just been like me growing up. Like, I'm 24 years old right now, and just like I feel like it is so much harder to make new friends. And I just like I don't. And especially, I mean, of course, especially now in quarantine, it's like, who the hell are you talking to? But like, I don't know. Like, I guess if you're out with friends or whatever, and you know somebody comes up to you and they pay you a compliment, or they overhear you talking about sport, like sports or whatever, you know, like
I feel like you're talking
just
about
talk to
flirting.
them.
Well, I
Well,
mean,
no, I mean,
that's
I guess in a way,
the
but you know, it's just being friendly. It's not flirting. It's just being friendly and like keeping conversation and you know expressing interest in another human being.
But it's weird
Because I mean,
because I feel awkward, like wanting to, and I want, I don't know. I don't, I'm good. Like, I'm friends with my wife. We're fine. But, like, I don't know. I feel like I could benefit from having, multiracial friend group, people who are different.
yeah, I mean, I've got a wide range. I mean, I am younger than you though, so
Well, yeah, I
I don't know. And I
recent
grew up in
graduate.
probably a little bit of a different area.
And when I was in college,
But
I did, speak to and hang out with people who were, different races and stuff. But I don't know, it just sucks because I feel like I'm getting robbed, and it's also awkward for me and for anybody else I encounter. Like, if I just say, hey, I'm targeting people who are ethnic, like, that's kind of strange.
become friends with them.
Yeah, like,
I
I don't
mean,
want to
I
weird
don't
anybody out.
I think what you're trying to say is that you're trying to get to a comfortable place with somebody where you can try and pick their mind about their perspective. Is that what you're trying to get
I
at?
mean, kind of, and mostly just to, know people who are different. Like, I remember when I was in
Well, yeah, I mean,
college,
you like
we knew this Middle Eastern girl, and like it was one of like we just had like pretty much one night at her and her boyfriend's house or whatever, just hanging out. But it was way more interesting than, not say, white people aren't interesting. Don't get so fragile, white people. But well, I don't know, like, it's enriching to know different people. So I don't
I'm
know.
not so sure we're interesting.
I don't know. I feel like I'm not interesting, and I feel like I'm just made it really awkward.
possibly. I don't like. I think you're possibly overthinking it, maybe. But
To want to
you
have
know,
black friends?
we're all. Well, yeah. I think you should maybe just start with having friends.
God,
But I, you know, I mean,
why are
they're
you being aggressive?
Everybody's just a person, you know, and everybody has their different experiences, and that's what's cool about everybody
Right.
is that you can sit down, have a drink or some food with somebody, and you can learn another life. You can see what it's like not to be you,
Okay.
and you can
Well, let
gain
me,
some perspective.
maybe I'm being weird, but let me clarify it a little bit. Let me try to give some context to why. Like, yes, with everything going on, like, it'd be like I want to kind of be there for someone, but also as a wannabe writer, I have a project that I want to do that has like a African American protagonist, and I feel uncomfortable writing that by myself. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Yeah.
Because like I don't want to do something incredibly offensive, or
Yeah.
insensitive, for the sake of, comedy and satire or whatever. I don't know. So that's what made me think about it. Like, I was kind of bummed out because I don't have any black friends that I can call up and be like, hey, you help me, will you help me with this so I can get, a good, genuine black voice. So that was where I was coming from with that, but I'm glad that
I
you are
mean,
so
I wish
diverse.
I mean, I guess I was, I think like Little Elm was just really diverse. I mean, that was the thing. Like we had a large minority population in that school.
And
And
I
so,
think that makes you
I mean,
fortunate.
my best friends were Darius and Dayton,
Yeah, I think being able to go to school and being able to live in communities that are diverse is rewarding for people. Like all the students I've ever
Yeah,
taught,
I would say it is.
I taught at a school where it was a
That's a
really
very good point.
amazing like blend of different cultures and races. And these kids
Yeah.
got along wonderfully. They all had friends who were different than them, and they like had really, it seemed like had really strong relationships. And like I was just
Yeah,
blown
it's.
away at that. And you don't see that
Yeah.
everywhere though, because I've also taught at schools that are, 60% Hispanic and 40% African American, and like they don't see white people unless they, like police basically, right? And like you saw that video where that little girl, that little black girl was crying when she saw the police officer. Did you see that?
I don't believe so.
Like that's gotta be terrifying. You see people who look like you dying, on the news, and then one of them is there, like one of the people. I don't know. I
Yeah.
can see how that would be terrifying. So
More to your point about the having diverse friends being good for you, it's crazy to me that like mom and dad haven't tried like all these different types of food and stuff. Like they never tried sushi, they never tried Thai food and stuff. And like Dayton opened my cuisine taste up to, I mean, those are my favorite foods now. Like I love sushi. Like I love Thai food. Like yeah, it's just yeah, I think it does benefit you. I mean, I really do.
So, and just to end, we can end on this last thought, and you can come back at me if you want. But I think one of
Don't
the,
at me.
yeah, I'm coming at you. Like our father said, he's, voted for Trump, ruined our relationship. It's complicated, but I think that's happened a lot. But he recently sent a thing, like some athlete, I guess, his son got threatened at Sonic. Did you see that email?
Yeah.
I don't remember the athlete's name, but he said that he couldn't believe it, and it made him feel like what if they were his kids and all that. And I was just thinking like, he said something about like how once their generation dies out, like it'll get better. Like, is that really the standard that we're going for? Like, just wait till they're dead. You know what I
That
mean?
is an unfortunate bar to set.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, that sucks. Like
Although, I mean,
that's lazy.
although I mean, yeah, but it is sort of also the concept of evolution, you know? I mean, you give birth to generations that just change over time, little by little, and then, I mean, I mean, scientifically, you know, it sort of makes sense. On a social standpoint, it does seem very unfortunate that we have to let people die, or just wait for them to die, rather, I guess, is a more proper, but even less of a flattering way to put that.
Right.
But
I
I
don't
mean,
know.
do I think that'll solve the problem? No, not at all. I think that the I mean, that is ingrained in some cultures, you know.
I just thought that was a lazy response. Like, if you see it happening, say something, do something. Like, don't
Do
wait to
something.
die. So, I mean, it is unfortunate, and I don't have an answer. Like, I'm still struggling with it myself, but like, don't just wait to die. Especially, yeah, fix it. Do better. Do better than your parents. Do better than their parents. Like, do it today, though. Don't wait. Like, we shouldn't have to wait. And our other Americans
I think,
struggling
I
with this
yeah,
don't have to wait.
I think a positive now is that when you, if you are, if you, if there is a circumstance to where you do need to stand up to an injustice for someone else or for yourself or whatever the case may be, I do think it'll be easier now because we've seen so many people doing it. And we've been seeing so many people who have been doing it get backed up by other people. I've been, unfortunately, like going down the rabbit hole of public freakouts on Reddit, and I've been just seeing some just terrible things on there. But on some other hands, though, like I'm seeing like some unity with people though, and I think that's good to see, and I think that's going to continue. And I think it will get easier.
Yeah. Well, that was a really long wrap up. So, hey,
Yeah.
if you're tuning into this, I mean, I don't think you're here for professionalism. So,
Thanks. We appreciate it.
last question, Brian, if you were an animal, what animal would you be and why?
Can I answer with two? Can I give you like a mammal and a bird? Because I can never make up my mind.
You would be like a dolphin hawk.
Or possibly three. Can I give you three? It'd have to be a tie, I'd guess. Between a panther, an eastern imperial eagle, and an elephant.
Eastern imperial eagle.
Yeah.
Of course, you said imperial. You could ask me, or do I have to like?
Oh, do you, what animal would you be?
Okay.
Be a kitty?
No,
Yeah.
I would be a tiger.
Be a big cat. That's what I'm saying. Be like, that's why I picked panther, dude.
What?
Just going through the jungle, stealthing around, just climbing up in tree and getting some monkeys and stuff.
Right. Something powerful. Something symbolic.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for tuning in to
Painted Fire Podcast.
Thanks. It was a challenge trying to figure that out. I have been,
Yeah, the name.
yeah, I have been Jay, and this has been Guyan, I think. Is that what you said?
I don't, you can just make I my name doesn't really matter. It's just a construct.
Construct. We have a plateau over here, Brian. Thanks for listening. We will see you the next time I can lock him down for a podcast. Thank you.